Hey guys, welcome to my Anchor FM thingy. Yeah, this is gonna be my first podcast, so yeah, and I was thinking about something. Okay, not really thinking, but this really happened. So I've had short hair for like, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years now? Not really sure, I lost count at like the third. Like, who gives a shit anyway? So, you know, I've gotten completely comfortable with it. I don't even like even think about it at this point. It's just something. It's just, it is. And it's become my thing, you know, my fashion statement, my nini. So now I am applying for something recently. And they're like, okay, so you have yellow hair and then on the sides you have blue. So what you gonna do about that? Because this shit ain't gonna work. So I was like, huh. I mean, I could buy a wig. Nina, they're like, I mean, you could dye. I'm like, bitch, do you realize dyeing is probably gonna cost me the same amount it cost me to have this yellow/blue hair? So thank you. The easiest option for me is like to get a wig. So jana nikanunua wig, my guy, ayayay, nikava, nini nini, for like 2 seconds, nikaitoa. Today, which was supposed to be the whatever, the, what can I call it? The same date of the event. My guy, I wear it. I go out, I step out of my house. And the kids in my block are looking at me like, what, when did you grow hair to get a fucking weave? They think it's a weave. So I can see their faces are looking at me like, guy, what? Me, I'm just powering on. I'm looking cute and whatnot. Nini, nini. I figure there. Blah, blah, blah. And the whole time I'm thinking, shit, Connie, these guys haven't washed out the fan. Mind you, the fan is on. Like, I can see it's on. Like, probably peperushaing nice hairs. But you guy, I am literally boiling underneath that whole wig. But I can't remove it because if I'm supposed to remove it, I'll remove it later. Yeah. So, shit goes smoothly, nini nini, hairs are ingiaing all parts of my face, and I don't even like that, they're sticking, I'm just like, how do, but then it made me realize, hey, shorties who can rock a wig for a whole day, and then some, next, and the next, and the next day, you guys don't get enough props, because that is a whole type of, like, finessing I can't do, say, I just can't. Kidogo, I'm done with that situation. I decide to hit up the bank. Nini, nini. I'm seated at the bank waiting for my turn, right? And at some point, as I'm waiting, I'm like, hey, man, you guys, I'm sweating. Nilikuwa ninakanika mtu mwenye kona nini. I look like I had COVID. I was literally sweating my ass out. Hyperventilating/sweating/panicking because the hairs are all over my face. Nini, nini. So kidogo, I'm like, you know what, come by and buy her. In fact, I'm not pleasing anyone at this point. And yeah, it is what it is. So you guys just yank my wig out. And there's a guy who was sitting next to me. The minute I yanked my wig out, the guy almost fell off the goddamn chair. He looked at me like, what the fuck? How'd you just like pull out your hair like that? And everyone at the bank was just looking at me like, whoa, shorty, are you okay? Like, are you going through a situation? Is this depression? Is it because of quarantine? Me, I'm over there thinking, wow, finally I can breathe. Because, bruv, I'm telling you, it wasn't easy. It wasn't pretty. I was just, like, fed up. Because unasikia kujikuna, unasikia joto, unasikia sijui moisture. Yani, in places you're not supposed to be moist. My God. So, once I removed it, and everyone gives me this look for like, hey, sis, are you okay? Kidogo, a woman walks up to me and goes like, ma'am, are you sour? Like, I thought that thing was sewn in. I'm like, when did you hear that? So when they saw my yellow and blue hair, some of them really couldn't take it. Like, what? We thought the removing of the wig was one thing. But you guys, you have yellow and blue. Like, uliam katusku moja ukamua. You know what? Wacha nichachishe. I'm going to do the weirdest shit and you're going to have to take it. In my head, I'm thinking, at least I can breathe, bitch. At least I can breathe. And at least I'm not tapping my head for like 60 minutes while I wait for my turn. So all that happened in Inini. I come back to Diggs, yeah? And the kids that saw me leaving, mind you, they saw me leaving in the morning with a wig. So one expect, go on a wig. They didn't even know it was a wig. So they probably thought my hair grew overnight. Kids can be quite dumb. Yeah. One of them stops me, is like, yo, Panta, Kwani, what happened to your hair? You had long hair and now you don't have. Kwani, ilikuwa kofia. I'm like, haha, bitch, yes, it was kofia. I mean, I can't call a kid a bitch, but yeah. Ati, ilikuwa kofia. And the way it looked like real hair. I'm like, technically, it's real hair, but it's not my hair. Now, if you were in my shoes, and if you felt the type of heat that was that was coming out of my body, there's no way you'd have kept that thing for longer than an hour. I'm sorry. That just couldn't work. So I'm leaving there looking crazy, and they're looking at me. These kids are looking at me like, yo, what the fuck happened? Like, how is that just a hat? So it got me thinking, like, yo, these shorties who be walking around with wigs on a daily deserve props, because you couldn't pay me enough for that. I don't think you could. I swear down. I would rather shave my head for the next 50 years. Because the heat, the everything, the uncomfortability. I mean, you feel like you're in an oven. You're just walking amongst people. That shit is fucking trifling. And yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you guys, because hey, wigs are just not me. I look like a mama. I look like a madre who's got like 3 kids, a mortgage, and is going through a divorce. No. Nigga, there's no way I'm allowing you to age me like that. Imagine, like, hell, tuongee kando. Let's just speak outside. We fight it out if we have to.